This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, what's funny is all these conversations about what the president-elect is going to do kind of overlap on each other. The president-elect is wasting no time getting going with some of his campaign promises, as Cardiff and Lee and I were just talking about. Most prominently among them, renegotiating or withdrawing entirely from NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Mr. Trump, as Lee said, made no secret during the campaign of his disdain for it. Interestingly enough, though, just this week, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he is, quote, more than happy to talk, end of quote, about NAFTA. Mexico does seem less thrilled, but there is a gears of government question to be asked here, and this is it. How exactly would renegotiating NAFTA work? Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Getting out of NAFTA, a president can do that pretty easily.
NAFTA provides for withdrawal very clearly in Article 2205.
Andy Scheuer is a partner at the law firm Sidley Austin in Washington.
You give 6 months' notice, and 6 months later, the withdrawal is effective, and then the agreement would remain in force for the other parties.
But, I mean, I don't think that that's really what he wants to do. It sounds like what he would like to do is renegotiate it.
Rachel Brewster teaches international trade law at Duke. She says trade deals, including NAFTA, get informally renegotiated all the time. But if Trump wants to dramatically reshape it,
the parties would just get together, they'd write a new agreement, they'd make that agreement preempt the old agreement, and then that agreement would have to pass Congress.
That is, if the other parties are willing. If Trump wants to slap a 35% tariff on Mexican imports, as he's threatened, Brewster says Mexico is not likely to agree to that. Jeffrey Schott with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says a unilateral move by Trump could violate other trade rules.
Many of the actions that were discussed during the election campaign probably would run afoul of WTO obligations.
All three countries are members of the World Trade Organization. Schott says if the U.S. were found in violation by the WTO of discriminating against its trading partners, they could retaliate with tariffs of their own. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.